Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, February 26, 2019. Welcome to day 768. House Democrats introduced a resolution to block and overturn Trump's unilateral national emergency declaration in order to get his border wall money. Quote, "The president's act is lawless," Nancy Pelosi said. "It does violence to our Constitution and therefore to our democracy. His declaration strikes at the heart of our founders' concept of America, which demands separation of powers," end quote. The House is scheduled to vote today around 5 or 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The resolution is expected to pass the House, which would then start an 18-day clock for the Senate, which would be required to bring it to the floor for a vote, where it's also expected to pass. 4 Republican votes in the Senate are needed to ensure passage if all Senate Democrats also vote for the disapproval resolution, and 3 Republican senators, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Tom Tillis, have already signaled that they'll support the measure. Congress has never tried to cancel a national emergency declaration by a president, and Trump has vowed to veto any measure that blocks funding for his border wall. In federal court, Paul Manafort's attorneys asked for leniency as he faces the possibility of spending the rest of his life in prison. In a court filing, Manafort's attorneys described the 69-year-old as a man who has been personally, professionally, and financially broken by Robert Mueller's investigation, and as someone who deserves a sentence significantly below the statutory maximum of 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to conspiracy charges. Manafort's attorneys also wrote that because, quote, "this case is not about murder, drug cartels, organized crime, the Madoff Ponzi scheme, or the collapse of Enron," end quote, the former Trump campaign chairman should not be sentenced too harshly. 2 federal judges will sentence Manafort on 2 separate occasions over the next month for criminal charges that include tax and bank fraud, witness tampering, and working as an unregistered lobbyist for a foreign government. Meanwhile, the House Judiciary Committee believes that it has evidence that Trump asked then-acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker if an ally could take over the investigation into Michael Cohen and the Trump Organization in the Southern District of New York. The committee is looking into whether Whitaker may have perjured himself when he testified to Congress that he never gave Trump, quote, "any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation or any other investigation," end quote. Trump wanted Manhattan U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman to take charge of the investigations. Berman, a former Rudy Giuliani law partner who donated to the Trump campaign in 2016 and was interviewed for the U.S. attorney job by Trump, recused himself from involvement in the matter last year. Meanwhile, a federal appeals court rejected claims that Robert Mueller's appointment was unconstitutional. Andrew Miller, a Roger Stone associate, will now have to testify to a grand jury in Mueller's investigation or go to jail after the appeals court said that Mueller was legally appointed by Rod Rosenstein as special counsel in May 2017. And finally, Michael Cohen is expected to publicly accuse and present documents that implicate Trump of criminal conduct while in office during public testimony he plans to give before the House Oversight Committee tomorrow. Cohen will reportedly provide lawmakers with information about Trump's financial statements, including documentation of his reimbursement for the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. Cohen plans to share who signed the $35,000 monthly checks he received as reimbursement for his hush money payments to Daniels, and he's also expected to detail how long Trump remained involved in discussions regarding a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. He will also share details about his behind-the-scenes experience of working for Trump for more than a decade. Cohen testified behind closed doors before the Senate Intelligence Committee today, where he apologized for the lies that he told during his 2017 testimony. And now to the notables. 1. A House committee voted to subpoena Trump administration officials over family separations at the southern border. 2. Thousands of unaccompanied migrant children suffered sexual abuse while in custody of the U.S. government over the past 4 years. 3. Trump announced that American citizen Danny Burch has been freed after spending 18 months in captivity in Yemen. 4. A federal judge approved a move by the Trump administration to ban bump stocks for firearms, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be converted into automatic weapons. And finally, U.S. Cyber Command says it basically took the Russian troll factory Internet Research Agency offline during the 2018 midterms. The IRA is a troll factory based in St. Petersburg and underwritten by an oligarch who has close ties to Putin and was part of the cyber campaign to influence the 2016 election and undermine faith in U.S. democracy. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.